Adigo operator.
Joined. Joined.
Matthias.
Joined.
Good evening.
Sugar Subramanian.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello. French.
Joined.
Yeah, I may know who are the people who are in the room.
My name is Matthias.
Sarah.
Joined.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are we all this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening?
Cheryl.
just wandering into the adobe room. Oh.
Okay, I'm all by myself until now.
Hang on, at the moment. I've got an invalid password. Let me try again. I didn't know I'd been invalidated, my dear. Try again. There we go. And are you both in the same space at the same time, Nick and Liz?
We are.
This is amazing.
It's very unusual for us.
Yeah. Often in the same time, but very seldom in the same room.
Hey, and Cheryl, can I talk to you about the thematic sessions after this call is over?
I would be delighted, but I think we were going to be doing that in the Working Summit group anyway, weren't we?
Yes, but this would be preparatory to that.
Prep, I'm more than happy. Not a problem. Who have you got on the call at the moment?
Siva. French channel, the Spanish channel, you and us.
And Fatimata, French channel for the moment.
Hello, Fatimata.
Hi, Cheryl.
Was there very much list traffic for this working group between now and their last meeting?
I don't think there was a whole lot. There was a lot of, I think most of it was us sending through documents.
Okay.
This is working group.
One, yeah.
I also don't think they've yet resolved the...
No, I just was noting the carryover of the agenda. Although I would have thought that between now and their last meeting, that should have been easily resolved. It appeared to me that the leadership team that was put forward at the last meeting met all the criteria that the various players were discussing, and so it seemed to be a non-problem.
Hopefully we will find that that is the case.
Well, I think with, you know, Fatimata on the call and I assume still willing to take the role, unless there has been an enormous amount of discussion to the contrary, it should be taken as read. Do we have anyone on the Spanish channel at the moment?
Yes, we have Christian Casas from Buenos Aires.
Okay.
And Sergio too.
Sorry, who was that?
We expect Sergio.
Okay. Is it not still the case that one or more of the leadership team for this working group still needs to operate in the English channel, though?
Yes, ideally.
Ah, okay.
Right, and unfortunately last time from Fatimata, I was in a very bad connection. So I'm not too aware of how you ended up last meeting.
If I may, Cheryl here, Fatimata. The the connection, even after you were unable to stay on the call, didn't seem to make a great deal of difference to the discussions that we're having. I'm just going back, if it's possible, if Fatimata is able to look at the notes that were taken during the call. They're held in the Adobe chat room for this call. If she wishes to have a look at that, she can see we captured a fair amount of the conversation. I'm just looking. Sergio was talking about as we were discussing while she was on the call, the necessity for multilingualism and his availability to assist. Christian was also having some issues because what he wrote was only in Spanish, but I believe that most of the conversation was on the basis of the bilingual speakers were ideal in the selection for all of the leadership positions, whichever one of the people who were going to take the role as either co-chair or chair and vice chairs, and two co-chairs were promoted as a possibility, that they needed at least one of them, whoever is running a teleconference at least, to be in the English channel from a technical point of view. There was, in fact, no resolution. There was simply discussion. And indeed, I would have hoped that some of the discussions that may have happened online, which appears not to have been the case, would have been a decision on whether two co-chairs, a vice-chair and a rapporteur from the people who put themselves forward last meeting, which included Fatimata, Hawa, Sergio, and did Christian offer himself? Matthias, are you able to quickly look at the Spanish that's in that chat and tell me whether he was offering himself as well? But it looked to me as if you probably had the right number of people for all the jobs. You just hadn't formalized that as an outcome.
Let me have a look.
Les Allison, Antonio, Xavier had all put up various forms of chats.
Well, because, you know, and I'm sorry, this is Fatimata speaking. I know that we were, you know, we were trying to, I had posted myself as president, Hawa as vice president, and we were still looking for a second vice president and a second.
Is that Fatimata?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Yes, Fatimata. I think the shift in direction was simply one from away from a president and two vice chairs, or a chair and two vice chairs, to two co-chairs and a vice chair. And I gather the proposal was that the co-chairs ought both be bilingual. And indeed, the advantage of having a co-chair who was French-English and a co-chair who was Spanish-English seemed to be where the general consensus was. So by my reading and by my understanding of what the desires were, it was for you to have a Spanish-English bilingual co-chair, thereby bridging the gap across the language requirements that the diversity of what we support in ICANN at the ALAC level most effectively. I gather that Sergio, who should be joining us, was the one who was willing or most willing to take that co-chair position. I've just asked if Matthias could just check through the text to ensure that I've captured that properly. As it is, either Fatimata or Sergio should be, I believe, in the English channel if they are going to be running, whoever is going to run this meeting, which is now some 15 minutes after the hour, and Raoul Ver is asking when the meeting is starting, so I shall type back to him and say now. Matthias, have you had time to review the text?
Okay, no problem.
Find it.
I believe that she's right, though.
Has Sergio joined us in any of the channels?
Yes, Sergio is in the Spanish channel now.
Excellent. Was Sergio able to hear my review for Fatimata on the activities of the last meeting? Have I, in fact, captured my understanding of his offer to be the Spanish-English bilingual co-chair with Fatimata acting as the French-English bilingual co-chair? Is that correct?
Is he actually bilingual?
This is the interpreter.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you, Sergio.
Yes, I have the opportunity to hear that, yes. And I would like to give my point of view and maybe continue on.
Please go ahead.
See ya. I think that what is being proposed is fine. The only thing I am insisting on is that we shouldn't have as English-speaking people in the chairman. But in order to continue on and to find out to who is going to be working with us, we should continue on and let's define the name of the chairperson and the two vice presidents, and let's continue on.
Just to clarify, this is Cheryl here, acting purely as a placeholder until either Sergio or Fatimata, who are currently both being put forward as co-chairs. Let me be very clear, by my reading of last week's discussions, it was established by the group that bilateral language skills were essential. So there is no future discussion on that. Bilateral language skills were essential. So we can stop that conversation. The next matter was that the group proposed that rather than preference a French English over a Spanish English or any other bilingual mix, that two co-chair positions, a vice chair and a rapporteur, ought to be established. Again, by my interpretation, and I am now waiting for Matthias to read back through anything that was written in both French and Spanish in the chat, the people who had offered themselves for the co-chair position were Fatimata and himself, Sergio. That means that at the moment we are looking at a confirmation of co-chair positions, one being Spanish-English bilateral, Sergio, the other being French-English bilateral, Fatimata.
Can I ask a question? This is from Fatimata.
Please go ahead, Fatimata.
Okay.
Okay, so Cheryl, could you just reconfirm again your summary? Because I'm not too sure I understood.
As certainly. Can I hear Sergio's question first as well?
Yes, my question is, if there is a list of the people who is going to be part of this working group, because I'm looking for it and I haven't found it.
Sergio, certainly.
Of those,
the working group wiki.
Yeah, of those people that I know who speak English, Spanish, and French, I know one of them is Robert Guerra, and the other one is, ¿quién es la otra persona, perdón? And Sebastián Bajolet. But I don't know whether they are in these working groups. So my question is, if one of them is in this working group, I would like to nominate them as a chair. Acabo de poner la pregunta, ahorita vamos a esperar la respuesta.
Am I clear then? Is Sergio no longer offering himself as a Spanish English co-chair? You would prefer a trilingual speaker?
Well, if the problem is that the person needs to speak two languages, I think there should be three. As such, I am nominating two people in ALAC, which is Sebastián Bajolet and Mr. Guerra.
Well, Mr. Guerra is not only no longer an ALAC member, he is also not coming to Mexico, so that is impossible. And Sebastian, as my vice chair, is also chairing one of the other working groups.
And doesn't speak French. I mean,
And I believe his Spanish may not be his first order of multilingualism. The concept of a trilingual chair is a new one. The conversation at your last meeting was discussing bilingual qualities, and that was where two co-chairs were proposed. So back to Fatimata, looking at the chat from the working group members, there was a proposal that two co-chairs, Fatimata bringing the French and English, and I understood Sergio, but obviously it could be anyone willing to take the role. I thought it was Sergio that was willing to take the role because he indicated he had the time to do this as a Spanish-English co-chair. Regardless of whether you have two co-chairs or a single trilingual chair, whoever is chairing the meeting for technical reasons must join the English channel. This is not a preference on language. It is simply the way the telephone bridge and the live interpretation has to work. And if I am incorrect at that, Nick, could you please clarify it for us?
You're correct.
So, at the moment, we have...
This is Sergio. This is very simple.
Thank you.
First of all, I am not nominating myself to be a chair or co-chair.
Okay.
I only have some of the members have nominated me to be chair, but I don't.
You have.
I would like to continue participating actively with the group and continue working with them. If somebody wants to be chair, there is no problem.
Okay.
The problem is that if the problem is the language, then we should have a trilingual person. If Fatimata wants to be the chair person, I definitely support her. I hope that that's my point.
Thank you so much for clarifying that. And just to help Sergio and to make clear for those who are not joined us in either of the language channels. Or on the phone bridge part that I am involved with, the listing of the members of this working group can be found in the working group wiki space for Summit Working Group 1 at Large Engagement in ICANN, and currently has the following members. What I might ask, Nick, can staff just send out the URL again to the working group list, just so everyone has that information. Reading from the top down, the members of your working group and their regional at large organisation are as follows. Les Allison from AP Rallo. Les is English speaking and, to my knowledge, does not have a second language skill at the level that would be required for a chair job. He hails from the Pacific Islands chapter. Yavi, if I incorrectly pronounce any of these names, Atholm from Afralo, and I will assume is predominantly a French speaker. Gabrielle Bombardo Basco from Afralo, and again, I am presuming French predominant language skills. Raoul Burr from Lac Rallo. Raoul has joined us in the, and I do hope someone will capture some of this, if at least the URL, into the Adobe Workspace. Raoul is online in the Adobe Workspace, is from Lac Rallo, and as he is typing in English, I suspect is bilateral, at least, in Spanish and English skills. Sergio Bronstein, Lac Rallo, to my understanding, has both a more than adequate abilities in English and is predominantly a Spanish speaker. Christian Casas, again, Lac Rallo, I'm assuming bilateral language skills. Xavier Jandas Rojas from Lac Rallo, certainly Spanish, but could very well be bilateral language skills. Monique Chatrand from North American Regional at Large Organisation. I am unfamiliar with Monique. She would have English, but perhaps could have French if she is from the Canadian areas. Hawa Dakid from Afralo, predominantly French-speaking, but with more than adequate capabilities with support in English, not so much on the verbal presentation, but more than adequate for any of the written and reading requirements for a leadership role, and she has been proposed as a vice chair. Dragoslava Grieve from Uralo would have English and whatever is his first native language. Abdelaziz Hilali from Afralo, again, I will assume predominantly French-speaking. My name seems to be there, which is interesting because as chair of the ALAC, I was standing away from any of the working groups, and I do believe I had rectified that, so someone has rolled back that list. That will be fixed again. Johnny Lorino, Lac Rallo, I'm assuming adequate bilateral skills in English, but would expect, like Carlton, who is also listed, has very good Spanish skills. Alan Levine, Af Rallo, predominantly English with, I gather, more than adequate French skills. Ashiva Misasama from Af Rallo, predominantly... Shiva, are you Hindi, or what is your main language? If you could tell me, please. Shiva, your primary language. Obviously, you work in English, but all right. But if he may be on mute. Shiva has excellent English skills, but has a primary Indian dialect as his main language. Arnold Mulenda Gomez from Afralo. Again, I am assuming English-French mix in language skills. Andreas Piazza, Lac Rallo, as we know, Spanish and excellent English skills. Carlos Vera Quintana, Spanish and excellent English skills. Ana Lucias, Lac Rallo, certainly Spanish and English. Sergio Salinas, Lac Rallo, Spanish, English. Carlton Samuels, English, Spanish. He probably manages some French. And Fatimata Seasela from Afralo, predominantly French with excellent English skills. You will see there that there is very little bias at all for an English-speaking chair or co-chair. The proposal, then, for a trilingual person from your list, I am not able to identify any individual who could be approached to be a trilingual chair, and perhaps you should consider going back to the prior proposal, which is for two co-chairs. Fatimata has been put forward and I gather is still willing to have that role. If Sergio is not wishing to be the Spanish-English co-chair, then you will need to find one. And thank you, French Channel. Your question. Yave, a question?
Yes, one sec.
Thank you.
You know, I see that again today. We're spending all this time on the choosing of this.
Indeed.
You know, and we have another teleconference in 30 minutes.
Indeed we do.
Where everybody's going to be present. So what I propose at this moment, you know, whatever other candidates we have, you know, for them to be proposed, and then tomorrow morning, each person can just simply send an email to the at-large staff supporting whatever candidate. But, you know, I do want to state that I definitely want to state that Fatimata is someone that I definitely want as a vice president and then for secretary. You know, whatever person that has been proposed, they're simply supported by tomorrow morning. Because, you know, once again, we're using this whole meeting, you know, and trying to choose a chair. And I think that at this point, it's important to choose and to discuss the issues at hand, because we cannot, once again, spend a whole session choosing a president. So I think that we should stop, you know, speaking about the elections and just, you know, take care of the actual matters at hand. That's all.
If we were on video, you would see me standing up and cheering for that proposal. However, is the Spanish-speaking channel wishes to support that, I would like to know who is now going to chair this meeting and lead your discussions as a working group until a formal proposal of people on the list is endorsed online tomorrow, as proposed by the last speaker. Sergio, do you have any comments to that?
This is Sergio. I agree. This is Sergio. I agree with that proposal.
Excellent. Do you wish staff or Fatimata, who has in fact been put forward and endorsed as a chair or co-chair, to now chair the meeting? Yes or no?
Yeah, for the next 20 minutes, of course. Not a problem.
Thank you so much. It is with enormous pleasure and great relief that I now hand the meeting for substantive matters to be discussed beyond elections over to Fatimata. Thank you, Fatimata.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the proposal is to nominate somebody in the next 20 minutes. This is Sergio.
The proposal from the Spanish channel was to stop discussion of elections for the second meeting in a row, to have people who wish to be nominated, self-nominated, or endorsed in some way, and I would assume that includes Sergio because he was nominated, but I had not realised not accepted nomination at your last meeting, and that decision goes to an online discussion tomorrow, and that the remaining time for your meeting is focusing on matters of output, not of election, that you discuss even what objectives you have, what plans, what documents, how you are going to move forward towards your Mexican face-to-face meeting.
And from Fatima, that first proposal of the day, we received a document from Matias. And so, first of all, I'd like us to start a discussion on this base document that he sent us in regards to what it is that we'd like to see on the statement. That's the first. And then second of all, to start, you know, because I definitely want to hear everybody's opinions, second of all, start a discussion on other important subjects that we do want to see presented.
This is Christian Casas. I would like to, I have a question. Hello, can you hear me? This is Christian Casas. I have a question.
Yes, I'm sorry. Fatimata would have been saying yes, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Yes, please go ahead, Christian.
There are three basic things. The first thing, when I agree that we should continue working. We only have one more week to meet. And we need to take advantage of this time to work on the documents. About a week ago, we agreed that the candidates would meet online and that this was going to define with the online. We cannot spend more time in this issue. We also, Nick sent an email to debate and to start working to have a first draft made from ALEC and those of us who work in this draft and have done some information. We have less than 20 minutes to discuss this. These recopilations are very important and we need to debate and to discuss this. That's my point. That's it.
And thank you. I mean, we already made a decision in regards to how the elections are going to happen. Now we need to talk about content. So now we need to talk about contributions in regards to the proposal that I just made. I'm looking at the document that was sent. There's four important points. So first, there's general participation, global outreach, and then logistical support for the trip. I think that what we could do, and this is a proposal, maybe we could try to divide the work among subjects, between subjects. So each of us, take one of these subjects on the document and start working on that to start preparing the statement that we want to make. Because it's true that we don't have that much time anymore. So, you know, we have to try and divide, in this case, unless we have, you know, an additional chapter that we're able to add or something. But, you know, I think it's important to very well draft the ALEC proposal. And, you know, like I said, we don't have a lot of time. And Yelvi is going to say something now. I had asked a question online, but you know, this document that we received today, I think that everybody read it. You know, there's four subjects on this document. Now, the content in this document, is it, I mean, it's a proposal, basically, but if we all agree, I think that it'd be important to start dividing this work. And in that case, you know, each of you can take one subject and start working on this. And then after having each of us worked on the subject, post it online. So, you know, in conclusion, I'm in complete agreement with Fatimata's, you know, as long as the document that we're able to prepare is a complete and full document. Because, you know, this document does need to be a compilation of different themes. So, you know, it's a matter of knowing how to divide each of the subjects adequately. And that's really all I have to say. And thank you, Yobi. I think that, as you said, it's a matter of, you know, work. Each person that is going to work on one subject, they can obviously add new and additional things. Now, when each person proposes their own chapter, you know, it'll be a matter of then reaching an agreement on each chapter that has been added. Are there any other proposals besides that one?
Un momentico, Sergio. This is Sergio. I have a question.
Go ahead, Sergio.
There are two documents. One was sent by the Latin America Organization of Internet. We haven't seen it in the wiki just yet, and we were hoping to see it fast, because this is a document elaborated by a number of Latin American organizations. We used to call this participating policies. The other topic, it is a document called of the at large, the final report of the at large committee, January, late January 2009, that it should be discussed in the group. Not only this document that was sent and that is very well drafted, but that we also have to see this document and discuss it. In my opinion, in that document is the important, the gist of the topics that we're discussing, at least in this group, this number one group, or group number one.
So, Sergio, what are you proposing? Basically, you know, concretely, what are you proposing?
Okay, well, so that it is clear. There is a document by the Internet Associations in Latin America. This document was sent, and it hasn't been appeared on Wiki, neither the document by itself, nor it hasn't been translated. But we would like to have this document in the Wiki so that we can discuss it. The second point is that there is a document from dated January 29, just recently. It is called Review of At-Large Committee, Final Report of the At-Large Committee. That document we should be discussing that document. Those are the two points that I'm talking about. It's not only the document that we just received, but in addition to that, these other two documents, these other two drafts that that I just mentioned.
If I may.
Well, I mean.
Sorry, it's Cheryl here. I do have my hand up in the Adobe room, and it would be very useful if someone who can immediately contact the chair of the meeting, perhaps staff, could let them know when someone has their hand up. In response to Sergio, and I'm putting my chair of the ALAC hat back on, and I'm also putting on my role as one of the summit working group people membership focus to what I'm about to say. Your working group certainly needs to be aware of and engage in a discussion and review of the Board Governance Committee's At Large Advisory Committee review paper, which is the January document you refer to. But you also need to be aware that is part of what you should look at. But we will be having a full 90-minute session within the summit for us to specifically focus with the At Large, the ALS community, only on that document with that Governance Committee presence. And we will also have in the main ICANN meeting workshops focusing on that document specifically. So I am less fearful as
Cheryl,
the ALAC that you won't have time to do that. So rest assured there is time for you to look at that. Your other document certainly needs, if it needs to be translated, staff need to get that very shortly and put it up on the wiki though.
And something from Fatimata when... Okay, so... You know, once again, we're going around in circles, I think. So, first of all, we need to see if we can just reach an agreement at this point on the structure on the documents that we're going to be presenting. Second of all, if we agree on the structure, then, you know, have each member of the group give summaries. But importantly, you know, reach an agreement on the structure and who's going to work on what. Thank you, Hawa. I think there were two proposals that were going the same direction. So adopt a plan, first of all. And if we all agree on that. Start working on something important. Now, Sergio was proposing additional documents. So, you know, at this point, it's a matter of reaching an agreement on the current plan that we have that was just proposed, or is there something else that we should be working on? Now, what we could do at this point is adapt the model draft that was presented by the staff at this time, you know, following what Sergio says, and start working in that way. And Yaobi, did you want to say something? Yes, go ahead, Yaobi. There's another document that had been sent today, and I think that the French version is already available. And it's also a document from January 28th, 2009. So it does have a direction that we can follow. So what we need to try to do is work on, you know, how to use the direction on each of these documents and the drafts, because, you know, it is a long document. It's about 10 pages. Maybe Fatimata and Sergio work together trying to have resumes from each of these documents. And then in that way, be able to arrive to a final proposal of how it's going to be drafted. Are there any other ideas or objections or anything else?
This is Sergio. I totally agree with that. We can work together.
Very well.
Yes, this is Christian. If I may.
Go ahead.
Ahora sí. The main topic to have this draft is what are the documents that we should analyze. We are getting a number of documents in a number of summaries, and so far, the only thing that is clear to me is a document that we received yesterday with four topics or four points to discuss. And now, there is also a very important document that Sergio discussed, and it'll be interesting to see this other document and debate it. But we should know what are the documents 1, 2, 3, or 4, whatever, in order to have the final draft, and in order for us to really working on something. So that's my point.
Very well. Are there any other proposals? Any other modifications? And the proposal from Niobe. Go ahead, Niobe. I think tomorrow we should be a bit more on top of, you know, the documents that are being sent on the mailing list.
This is
and
Sergio. Can I say something?
And so what I wanted to say is finally, you know, because sometimes some people don't have the time to go on the web, so at least if there are documents that are sent, we can send them on the mailing list. And that way it'll be easier to start working on the subjects in question. And that way whatever documents are posted on the wiki on the working group, I think it'd be just a good idea to also post them on the list. Because at this point, we just have one document anyway, which is basically the final committee document from the end of January. And then, you know, hopefully Serge's document that we're going to be receiving.
I can't remember one thing.
This is Sergio. If I may say something.
Go ahead, Sergio.
I just want to say that right now I just sent the two documents that I just mentioned. The one dated January 29th and the one from the Federation of Internet in Latin America. I sent it through email.
Yes, and there is also the ALEC letter as well that had been sent to the ICANN board, which had been originally sent out. And then we also have the compilation of previous ALEC statements. From what I see here. So I think that we have agreed now. In regards to the documents that we have three base documents. We've agreed on how we're going to try to divide these tasks. So are we all in agreement in regards to working on this plan to try to improve this? And
yes, this is Spanish Channel. Yes, we agree.
And then, you know, a proposal that I have, you know, on everybody, if anybody can take the time to maybe send out a mailing, you know, stating what contribution they can actually give. You know, so send that out tomorrow in regards to what contribution they can actually give. You know, what subject that they wanna deal with. Very well. You know, obviously not everybody can take the same subject, I think. Not everybody is going to take the same subject anyway. Well, I mean, this is what I propose. You know, even if everybody chooses one same subject each day, if there's one main subject that is chosen, we can then move on to different subjects per day and work on that and then draft that. And so then try to concentrate on maybe one subject per day. And that way, eventually, we'll be able to cover each one of the subjects. I mean, that would be ideal to do that. But, you know, I think that it's good to have each person that masters each subject to make this quicker. But if not, if we're not able to do it that way, then I think that that could be good. Anyway, we're reaching the end of the hour. So we're going to do a summary now. We've agreed. We're going to base ourselves on the two documents that we have present. We're going to read the other document that was sent out by Sergio. And so each of us is going to look at the subject that they're going to be dealing with and send out a message in regards to their subject and their contribution. Do we all agree on that? And a final contribution from Hawa?
Okay, don't.
And it is very important that we accomplish the elections, because we will need a secretary, because without a secretary, we're not going to be able to accomplish many of these things.
If I may.
Yes.
It's Nick here.
Yes.
Desi Pathova of ISOC Bulgaria had offered to act as rapporteur at our last conference call, and is still willing to do so, but was unable to attend today.
That would be good. That would be good. So, I mean, I'm hoping that she'll be able to join online and check online.
Indeed.
Okay, so then who's going to make the call for presidency at this point?
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's Cheryl here.
Charlene joined.
Can I ask you to wrap up very promptly, please?
Okay. Well, I think that we've finished, unless there are any other proposals. I think that so far we've reached certain decisions, so we'll start working and checking on the list then tomorrow. And finally, Ziva did get in contact with me, and she did say that she wanted to join her group again. Is that even possible at this point? Because she wants to change groups and join our group. Is anybody an objection with having her join us?
Excuse me, who is that?
This is Christian. If I could have a question very quickly.
Ziva from the Moroccan Association.
Lutz Donager.
Joined.
Sorry. We now have the second call joining the first call. Can I ask staff before Christian asks his question, are we able to separate calls?
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
It's okay.
Joined.
Hello.
Is this the conference?
Left.
Yes, of course. Hello, Wolfgang.
Okay, hello. I'm sorry, I missed some other telephone conferences.
But
I was rather busy with my lecture.
Joined.
I am now chairing the meeting, which is currently beginning, called the Summit Planning Working Group meeting. We are more than happy to have anyone still remaining on the prior working group number one call at large engagement in ICANN to continue to join us, but to my knowledge, neither Spanish or French translations are organized for this call. Is that correct, Nick?
I don't believe so.
If that's the case, I would like to thank the Spanish and English channels for joining us.
Left.
And encourage any of the members who are in those call channels to dial back in using the English channel only. Welcoming all the Summit Planning Working Group meeting people to this call, and I will apologize for a small carryover of a prior working group call into our space. The first order of business will then be to look at the who we have from the summit planning group on this call. Can we do a roll call? Thank you. Wolfgang, I heard you.
Darlene.
Left.
Yes, Wolfgang Kleinwächter is here.
Wolf Ludwig is here.
And
Evan, are you there? Sylvia, are you there?
And for the moment, we have Yaobi in the French channel, and there is French interpretation available for French, at least.
Thank you for clarifying that. I didn't hear staff say that. So yes, there is French staying on for this call.
Darlene.
Joined.
Hi, Darlene. Evan is about
Hello, to how are you?
Fine. Who do we have in the French channel then?
We have Yaobi for the moment.
Okay, thank you. Wolf, don't worry. It's fine. There's old call carryover. Just running the next call and
joined.
We'll do the magic. Right.
Evan.
Do not worry.
Joined.
15 or 16 people in the call. Okay. Don't worry about what you're hearing. Let's just run with our agenda. Can I ask someone to put the agenda into the planning meeting site chat, please? And thank you, Adigo. If you could return Howard and Fatimata via the French channel, that will be greatly appreciated. I'm sorry,
French.
I did not hear.
Left.
Carlton Samuels.
Join.
Hi, Carlton.
Hi.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you very much. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Say again.
Cheryl, I'm talking to, are you okay with the fires and all?
Yes. Thankfully, my local area has not been affected.
I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
Australia. And we are expecting many more bodies to be identified in the next couple of weeks and the death toll to raise well over 200. Thank you so much for your concern and to all of those who've contacted me privately on chat and email. The agenda for today is as follows. General planning update, which is the update from KCA on visas and at-large meeting guide, the summit summary program of events and the summit logo, followed by an update of the closing general session, an update of general session proposals, update of thematic session proposals, and the poster exhibition with any other business. So I would call now for any other business to be listed. Hearing no any other business, I'll call later if we have time. Going now to the first order of business, do we have Leslie and Alex on the call from KCA?
They're on a plane coming here to Marina Del Rey at the moment.
Going to be making it very difficult for them to brief us, so I guess the ball is back in your court, Nick.
Indeed. I'm not sure what briefing you're looking for at this point.
At what state are we with the meeting guide, visas, and all of the stuff that KCA has been working on with your staff? I know that very well, that there's been a great deal of effort.
Joined.
the last meeting. Perhaps you could just bring us all up to speed.
With respect to visas, we are down to one or two people. I think Mohammed, who we're asking to hang on a bit because the minister in Mexico has actually become personally involved, very much thanks to Pablo Hinojosa and Alex Pesenti. And that has managed to clear the last remaining roadblock. Mohammed is basically getting a bit tired of the difficulties and said he was giving up. We're hoping, trying to persuade him to give it one last shot. He should be okay. Everybody else, I believe now at this point, has, or is about to have, will have, in sufficient time, their Mexican visa. With respect to, what was the next bit?
Meeting guides, logos, programs.
Joined.
I believe the last few little bits, because I know you've seen several versions of the logo, Cheryl. The last, quite a few versions. I think we shall have the finished logo to send around to this working group. Later today, actually. I think we're waiting for it to come back from the designer today, at which point we will send it round to the working group, of course. The meeting guide text, I have seen an enormous number of emails about this. This has mostly been Heidi's affair. We've been putting things up a bit here, as you can imagine. Heidi is unavailable today in New York. But I believe that is on track to being completed, and we have received the text from all the sources that we needed to. We're just now waiting, I think, for a couple of room confirmations so that we can put those in the text. Marie Helene has heroically spent the weekend translating the text of the meeting guide. And, of course, we, as soon as the last few bits are done to it, we will send it out to the working group. I would draw your attention to the fact that the main ICANN meeting guide has basic information about the summit. The more complete and held at large meeting guide will be an insert into the meeting guide, but is not one combined document. The summit summary program, I believe you have seen the last version of it. It hasn't changed in the last few days. The remaining issue is the programming of the thematic session timetables. I literally am combining the have seen that we sent out a much updated listing of thematic sessions the day before yesterday or yesterday, I'm not sure. I am now just incorporating one additional amendment, which are the details of what Rudy proposes for his session. And as soon as I stop speaking, I basically hit send on my computer, and you all have that revised document in your email box. With respect to the poster exhibition, we have, of course, sent out a request to the ALS community in three languages requesting submission materials for the exhibition and fair. We are receiving some materials. Somewhat, it's complicating our lives that we are receiving emails sent to regional lists or to staff members, requests for technical equipment, but without any information on what materials are to be used on this equipment. And so we're about to send out a reminder message to everyone to reinforce that we actually need a certain set of specific information from those who are submitting material and where to send it, just as a reminder.
Thank you. I'm very, very aware of the amazing amount of work that your staff have done, not the least of which is the superhuman effort that Marie-Helene has done with ensuring that the Spanish and French versions of translations are ready for the meeting guide to be finally printed, and on behalf of the rest of the summit working group, when they get these final documents, I'm quite confident that we can thank all of your staff for the heroic effort that they have made. And ladies and gentlemen of the working group, let me make clear, we are talking people who are really going above and beyond the call of duty to help make our summit the best it possibly can be, which is why I'd like to take the time right now to thank them all, certainly from the bottom of my heart, but I'm sure on behalf of all of you. Is there any questions on to agenda item one?
I would second your comment, Cheryl.
If I may, Cheryl, thank you for your compliments. And I wanted to actually ask the indulgence of working group members, but really also the larger community. We normally receive the level of email that we receive during an ICANN meeting. We have already begun receiving that level of email now. It's over 100 to 150 messages per day that we are all receiving. Not all of these messages are like this, but a good 25% of the messages we are receiving are requests for information that has already been sent, or where we are being sent information that doesn't actually correspond to what we need from people. For example, on the Farron poster session, we realize it's somewhat bureaucratic, but when we ask people for a specific set of information about something, we're doing this primarily because we have to have some commonality of the information we receive, because we are receiving so much information from so many people about the same thing. So I just would ask all of your indulgence, please send us what you really need us to do, and not more than that, because the messages we're receiving, that's just the emails we're receiving from you. That doesn't count the other messages we're receiving from staff and vendors.
Thank you for that, Nick, and I'm quite sure that those on this call will understand that very well. It's our ability to get that information out to the wider community, who are obviously so keen and enthusiastic, that perhaps the traffic is getting a little unmanageable. I do hope the reminder that you're going to send out at least a fair and post-action will help there. But I'm wondering if perhaps the regional leadership might also take a role in just trying to be a traffic warden to some extent on some of this. That's obviously up to each of them, but it might be something that could be encouraged. Any other questions or discussions on agenda item one?
Well, Cheryl, listen, make a comment. I can tell you that with La Corallo, issues about the fair and poster summit are coming to me. I mean, although the working group email went out to every house, the only response seemed to be coming from the forward that I did 2 days later. And so I am getting the emails beforehand, which I then forward to the working group. It would be easy for them to just forward the whole thing to the working group directly.
Oh, whatever works is fine, but it might be very important for other regions perhaps to take some of the example you've given, where you're engaged very directly with the at-large structures within your region. And I think that's probably why you're getting such, I think at the moment, very good feedback on things. Any other questions or suggestions for this agenda item one?
Joanna?
Oh, please, go ahead, please. Well,
I'm a bit surprised, I must admit. I thought the original information and description of the fair and poster session is quite clear enough. What it's all about, that people should bring information materials they have at hand with them and dispose it at the fair and poster session. Therefore, I don't understand why translation for this kind of things will be needed. It will be in the original language. And I think in the international community, there are enough people who are bilingual or trilingual who can read, or they will find somebody who can give them a translation. So I don't know why the fair and poster session is suddenly creating such a tremendous load of work.
Can I say something to you, on this, Cheryl?
It's half and then Nick.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Understanding of this. Was not that the material itself would be translated, but people who were going to do the presentations thought it would be useful to have a translator for conversation. That is the thinking in Lacrallo, that the material itself will be in the native language in Spanish, but in presenting the material, you might wish to have a translator. So I don't think they were expecting translation of the material itself.
May I respond to this?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Well, I think if we now do this on various language or translation channels, this may immediately affect the so-called informal character of a fair. If you go to a market place in Mexico or in Bogota or whatsoever, you don't have official translation channels. You have to get along with the language capacities you have. And I think in the international community, if I just may refer to European participants. There are so many European participants at the fair and poster session who are capable to understand Spanish, even not a perfect level of Spanish, but they may understand. And I think everything which complicates or endangers the informal character of a fair and poster session is not necessarily constructive. This is my concern.
Thank you, Wolf. Nick, go ahead.
I just wanted to say two things. With respect to interpretation at the fair and poster session, aside from anything else, we do not have the facilities where this will be held in order to have interpreters on hand. To the extent that interpretation my thinking is that this would be done by members of the community for those who need the interpretation on an informal basis, which would again reinforce the informality that Wolf was just speaking of. And secondly, the idea of people just arriving with printed material for the session. Of course, people can do that. However, for those people who are submitting audiovisual or visual but electronic material, in order for us to prepare so that this can be shown, it has technical requirements. So we need, for those people who wish to show such material, to provide us with information about it in advance. Obviously, those simply showing electronic, simply showing printed material could just bring it to the session.
Thank you very much. But you're resending the instructions on this, or that very specific set of information to be addressed to the proper pathways, aren't you? So that shouldn't be a maintaining, shouldn't be a propagating problem, should it?
No.
Okay. We have had much traffic in the chat, which is in support of the informal nature that the individuals within the community itself have many informal translation and interpretation capabilities. And I did also point out that even those of us who are barely able to manage a simple single language have managed well enough in the past by relying on the indulgence and support of my multilingual community members. I'm certainly not overly concerned about too much formal translation and interpretation, and I certainly think the caring and sharing part of what goes on as we smile and give a thumbs up, thumbs down, or a great moment of, I see what you mean, and gee, that's a great idea, may I have permission to reprint it in my local language of Hindi or whatever, will be an enormous outcome for the pre and post session. Is there any reason why we cannot now move to our agenda item number 2, which is the update of the closing general session? Nick, are you...
Move ahead.
Doing that?
Move ahead.
Hello?
I can't. I'm not sure what it is that you need from me in that respect.
Do you need anything else from us?
No, not at the present time, though I would note that for those people who have timed interventions on schedule, it will be important that you compose your remarks in advance so that you can time the delivery to ensure that you do not run over or preferably dramatically under the time you have available.
Can I also just raise something on this matter, Nick? As one who has spoken at a number of meetings on behalf of the at-large advisory committee in terms of reporting, it is essential that you prepare not only what you are going to be saying if you are part of the closing session, but might I also encourage each and every one of us to make sure that the community we're speaking on behalf of, be it the working group or a regional area or the HALAC as a whole, in my case, have also had ample time to review and comment on what you are saying. The report you are giving, albeit verbally and in a entertaining and engaging way, do become part of the formal record of the summit, and I think it would be ill-advised of any of us to walk up on stage in the closing session and put forward something on behalf of a section of the community or the community as a whole that has not been cross-checked, vetted and agreed to by the community. That's something I'm very used to doing, but it may be something that some of the participants will find fairly new. So it is really important that you start preparing your materials early on in your summit activities from the point of view of a statement that is made at each formal ICANN meeting on behalf of the at-large advisory committee. It's been my practice as chair to ensure that not only does the whole of the executive help me write and cross-check any drafting of a formal statement, but that it goes out to the community for feedback at least in the 12 to 24 hours in advance of it. So what that means is not only will you need to be preparing your presentation quite tightly from a timing point of view, I think it would be very useful if you also prepared it to ensure that what you're saying on behalf of your working group or on your sessional information has support, and we're speaking with one unified voice. Even if there are a diversity of voices between the presentations, it's important that you're not opening yourself up for criticism, because that will make the summit look less cohesive and less successful than I know it will be. Anything else on that matter for the closing session? Any questions of Nick?
Where are we with the video and the technical part of the realization of the closing session?
We will have, as I mentioned on the last call, there will be videographers at the closing of the different types of sessions, for example, the thematic sessions, both sets, ALOs, and the working groups, to video the statements that those groups select as representing their activities. An email in Spanish, English, and French will be transmitted to the summit participants to ensure that people understand what is intended, you know, from each group. And of course, we will send this note to you all in advance so you can comment on it. But it should be quite straightforward. The videos will then, at the end of each of these sessions, those who are speaking will be recorded briefly. And those recordings will be compiled into the various video segments on Wednesday. Wednesday night, we'll have a technical rehearsal of the closing ceremony, and a certain number of you all who are participating in it will be requested to attend that rehearsal.
That's very important information. Thank you, Nick.
So those of us, not everyone will get to go to the Wednesday night party, I think, is the answer, basically.
Okay, thank you. Any other, do I have any questions or comments from any of the language channels?
This is just
thank you, Carly. Please, go ahead.
And a comment from the French channel when available.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Well, I actually do not know if this is even the right time to bring this up, but, you know, I still don't have a lot of the hotel information. And this is Yaobi speaking, by the way. And then second of all, there had been a problem with the booking, and so there's a layover that I'm going to have to do in New York because the original departure date was on the 3rd, but then it was changed to the 5th, and now I'm being told that there's a $200 penalty that, you know, I need to pay, so I want to confirm what's going to happen with that as well. So, you know, I just need to be informed on what's going to happen with those two issues specifically so there are no more misunderstandings.
Nick? Would you care to respond on behalf of KCA on that, please?
Any issues, as has been previously stated, any issues with travel need to be sent to KCA. That is how things get solved. Bringing them up on this call, sending them to staff, things don't really help us to help you. I hope everyone understands there are 100 people coming to this meeting. We have to try and systematize solving the issues that people have, provide an adequate service to each of them. Everyone who is attending the meeting will receive full information on hotels and everything else within the next few days in multiple languages.
Any response from Yavi on that, please? French channel?
Nick, this is Evan.
Go ahead, Evan.
Nick, do you know if everything's cleared up with Glenn and the Foundation for Sustainable Communities?
He's ticketed and he's already sent his information here to be reimbursed.
Okay, so that's all taken care of. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, and thanks for spotting that.
Excellent. Okay, is there any reason why we cannot move on to update as general session proposals, if there is indeed any of them? Nick, I think you noted there wasn't any real substantive changes in this, but how are we on getting the speakers, for example, from the 101 slotted into their time?
The 101 sessions are being planned. There are some people who will be changing their segment, their 10-minute slot with other people. The second letter has gone out to various the 15 speakers in that segment, but that's well in hand. The other general sessions, you'll see from the text, are, I think, in an advanced stage of planning by the various organizers of those segments. And you'll also know that Alex Pesenti has graciously accepted the invitation to keynote. That is also indeed,
I would like to thank him on this call. I know he's not tracking the teleconference, but he is with us on Skype chat, and that certainly I think the working group as a whole is most excited and very grateful that he's able to join us and be our keynote speaker. So thank you. Any questions or other comments on the updated general proposals or 101? Any further questions or clarifications needed? Okay then, I'll just a huge thank you to our confirmed keynote speaker. And we can move on to item 4, which is the thematic session proposals. That is one you noted, Nick, we do need to have some finalisation on. Would you care to take the lead on what needs to be done?
We just sent out a new version. Unfortunately, it's the volume of email. I missed out on the details that Rudy had provided in version 2, which was sent out on Friday. Mm-hmm. I just sent out a version 3, which does have Rudy's information in it.
Okay.
Nick, may I?
Go ahead.
I just downloaded from the workspace the thematic session segment, but it's still the proposal version 1.
This was emailed out.
Oh, this was emailed out. Okay.
We were emailed out.
Okay.
We will update the workspace.
Great.
Good. I must say there are a few bits in the workspace that need polishing, but I'm sure that will all happen in the fullness of time, and there's only so much work we can expect of any human, even those that are on staff. and, of course, any of us could update a wiki for something that we feel is vital at any particular time. Anything else? What would you like to take us to now on the thematic sessions? Nick, are we finalised with all of those sessions now?
Well, we are in a position where the working group needs to choose what sessions will take place. Will it accept all of these proposals, or are some of them not going to be proposed for thematic sessions? And secondarily, will it, what date will it put what sessions? I noticed that we have a total of, what is the total?
Sessions.
If you go up, we have 7 sessions proposed at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Does that include the, yeah, it does. 7 sessions are proposed at this time. In the case of 2 sessions, this will probably be a controversial statement, but as you all know, I'm not afraid to make them from time to time. I am not sure that power issues in new GTLDs and how are internet rights and principles related to the work of ICANN and why are they needed to protect the user interest. With respect to the content of those 2 sessions, I think it's difficult to see precisely how those are connected to the remit of ICANN. They seem more like IGF sessions in the way they are described. But it would be all for you to review those and see what you think.
Can I say something about that user right issue?
Yes, go ahead.
I have been posting to the list for some time about the user rights issue because my concern is that the way I hear it expressed is fraught with peril for what we are trying to accomplish. And I was hoping, Nick, I don't think you're out of order to say it because I have been hoping to get some kind of response by writing provocatively about it without any response. I really don't think, based on what I can gather, that the user rights issue, for example, while it will generate a lot of controversy and probably a lot of heat, it is difficult for me to see how it fits into the ICANN remit. And that is a concern that I have.
Wolf, I noticed you have an alternate view on that. Would you care to counter or discuss your point?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned because it's the 2 sessions which were prepared by Uralo people, and I had repeated conversations with the 2 organizers. One is Heike and one is Max. And at the beginning, I slightly agreed with Nick's remarks, and I told them to really specify them more to the ICANN mandate and to the ICANN mission. And what I have seen in the meantime regarding the description or the composition of the panel, I must admit, they are really touching the ICANN issues.
Okay. Any other comments on that at the moment? We seem to be looking at a choice of, there's 5 that clearly fit and would run very easily on one or other of the days. If we have 7, the question is how we accommodate them and when we accommodate them. Do we then split it to a 5 and 2 or a 3, 4 and run on the 2 days as listed in the program? That would be the Sunday and the Tuesday. And there is, of course, the all-important question of do all 7 make the cut to the thematic sessions, or do some of the 7, in fact, end up being rejected for thematic sessions, but encouraged to be sessions that would be running in the self-organized parallel stream and not limited to activities on the Sunday or the Tuesday. So there's several very important issues we need to discuss now, and I would like to perhaps go back to Carlton in response to Wolf's concerns that he had raised the matters of how it does or doesn't fit into an ICANN remit, and that he feels that the two sections have been very carefully worded to try and meet the ICANN mandate. Carlton? Wolf is also raising the question of whether there will be enough demand for the topics of each of the questions, and that, of course, is very important as well.
Cheryl, may I again?
Please.
I think if there are no space limits and if we can accommodate all the seven sessions proposed, or including the two sessions at questions, I think we should offer them. And once they are on the program, we cannot assure to the organizers whether there will be enough people joining all the sessions. And this is a kind of uncertainty. I told several people offering program slots, we cannot give you an all-over guarantee that you will find enough attendance for your session. But once you prepare it and once it's on a program, I think it's fair enough to leave this final uncertainty up to the circumstances. But telling people who prepared a program slot in the meantime at a very late stage, no, we think we cannot offer you a program slot, wouldn't be fair to volunteers, and therefore my suggestion would be, let's try to offer them and let's wait on the spot whether there will be enough demand or attendance for each of them.
Wolf is absolutely right. It's the risk of the organizers.
Yes.
Thank you, Wolf and Wolfgang. There is, as far as I know, no space and time limitation. We have 10 spots available and 7 to fit in them.
Can I say something, Cheryl?
Please, go ahead, Carlton.
Yes, I want to make it clear that I don't think the response ought to be to deny people who have volunteered to make this presentation, this session. The right to have a session. That's not, for me, that is not that is not acceptable. What I would really like to see is that we properly advise that the topic, especially the user right topic, has to be couched in such a way that it falls within the parameters and the of the ICANN remit, so that the legitimacy of the topic having a time and space at the summit cannot be questioned. That was my real concern, that it should be scribed in such a way that its legitimacy should not be compromised.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Any other points on this matter before we perhaps move to resolve it?
I just made a suggestion about speakers and all that, which I hope people will understand. The motivation there is not spin doctoring.
Can I say, we, for the record, I would like to ensure that the transcript notes the chat that has been going on about the necessity. Indeed, it has been a summit working group requirement on all of our planning, that a very keen focus is on regional diversity, gender diversity, and language diversity in all we do, and most importantly, that we have maintained that as a at-large summit, the focus should be on presenters and talent pool drawn from at-large members. So I think as we look to what we're going to say back to all 7 of the proposed thematic session organisers that we should certainly remind them that it is a showcase for at large and that the majority, if not clear focus, should be on having at large engagement in their presentation. Is there anyone on this call who disagrees with what has been said in that chat and repeated for the record here?
Oh, Hunter Broad.
Okay. Which then brings us to the question of, we have 7 proposals, we have 10 slots, and as the chair of the ICANN ALAC, I want some space to actually have an ALAC meeting. So I'm delighted that there is not 10 proposals for 10 slots. Because we have got some real timing problems for bilateral meetings and for our ALAC meeting, which is essential that we also hold.
Carol, are you sure you can do that, considering how many ALAC people are going to be involved with some of the sessions?
That's exactly why we need now to look at the timing very closely on when, either the Sunday or the Tuesday, each of these sessions, 5 or 7 of them, are going to be run. Because you need to know that I'm going to expect an ALAC meeting on the Tuesday running in parallel to the thematic session.
May I just add one point? One of the sessions is on the geographic regions of ICANN, and this may not be going forward because I know I don't believe we have yet received any information about this from you, Cheryl, and Carlton. I believe you said that you didn't feel like you were best able to present information on this subject, so we may have...
In fact, the working group, the multi-stakeholder ICANN, SO and AC working group that both Carlton and I has only just established its charter and will be having its first meeting at the Mexico meeting.
Right.
So it is most unlikely that anything meaningful will be able to be discussed in that thematic session. Carlton, do you have anything to say on that?
Actually, Cheryl, that's exactly the position I took. Since the working group was just getting started, I don't think that I would be, you know, in a position to say anything other than spout my own opinion. And so that's one of the reasons I thought it was a little premature.
I wholeheartedly agree with you there, Carlton. What does West of the Working Group for the Summit Planning think of that, though?
It's Sebastian. Not just to this topic, but for other topic, I would take the reverse. It's great that you will be able to have, before you start your work as representative of the community, to have the feedback of the community on the topic. And then it's important and it could be interesting to have discussion with people who are willing to discuss this subject with you before you will participate to any meeting with other constituency.
Please be very aware, Sebastian, that the way forward for the multi-stakeholder working group that Carlton and I represent is going to be managed in an almost identical way to how the fast-track IDNs in CCTLDs was operated, which will be a very strict set of going out for full public comment opportunities.
Right.
Yeah, but no problem with that. But we have the opportunity to have analysis coming to discuss subject and why they can have this subject as one of the topic and discuss it, and then of course the working group will do his work, normal work or better normal work, but. I don't see why it couldn't be any exchange between the LSS who would like to discuss this topic.
And I don't think we could limit ALS's talking, discussing and furthering their opinions on this and every other ICANN-relevant topic. My question is, does it need to be a thematic session?
Yes, because we need to organize a little bit the discussion, but there is no limits except that we have certain number of rooms, certain time, and so on. Then we were in a position to organize all that. It's why.
Going to be organizing the thematic session on the geographic regions for the feed into this? Who is actually going to run this thematic session now? Because neither Carlton nor I are going to be involved directly in it unless there is an enormous amount of reason for us to do so, or it will be Carlton and I and you and one and two others in a room, and we could very well have had a full survey done of each of the ALSs while we're in Mexico in a non-thematic session way. I am absolutely going to engage in this conversation with every ALS representative I can get my hands on, and I'm quite sure Carlton will be doing the same.
I'm especially interested in talking to the Pacific Islanders.
Our question is, should it be a thematic session?
I again don't think that it would be premature. That's my own intuit on this.
And I will certainly be asking that the background materials, including the CCNSO's prior study on this and the conversations that have gone on, are circulated and are part of all of the ALS materials as background reading. Please go ahead, Wolf.
That is something that we can do. And as you recall, Cheryl, the working group has already requested those documents to be available.
That's right.
And I think they're going to be part of the briefing for the entire summit.
Exactly. Sebastian, let's be absolutely clear. It's not that we will not be eliciting the information. It is the method, be it a thematic session or not, that we're discussing. The actual information must happen, and I would rather have it as a discussion with every ALS than I would a subsection of them. Go ahead, Wolf, you have a question.
Yes, I'm just scrolling through the version on the thematic session segment 2, which is not, I'm aware, not the last update. But on this outline, I realize that on page 2, we have the session name Participation and Outreach, a Regional Perspective. And we have a submission from APRALO, and we have a submission from URALO. And they are so far showed as two independent sessions. And according to my understanding, it's one and the same. I think they should be combined because we are organized, talking about the same challenges and the same issues. And to me, it makes no sense to have this on a pure URALO level. I think this session should be put together.
Wolf, if I may?
Yes, please.
I think this is simply a presentational problem for which I'm to blame. What I had done...
I'm not blaming you, Nick.
No,
it was a question.
It's okay. I mean, what I had meant to convey is that this was one workshop and that we had received information on what two of the RALOs would like to cover during the one workshop. We had only received information from two regions out of five.
Okay.
So it can be a regional perspective from two regions, or it can be a regional perspective from five regions or any other number of regions, but at the moment we have two.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. I think that really is very important. What did you want to say, Evan?
Well, specifically to the same thing. you know, I apologize for not have put in a reply to this. I'd meant to, especially since I wanted to contribute on this session and related specifically to the role of engaging the individual. Obviously, this has been something our region has had near and dear. But I guess what's confusing me is, what is the format of this meeting? Is it a panel session? Is it just two speakers? Could you give me a little bit perspective on what the format is, and as a contributor to it, what we're expected to bring?
Well, I would say that it's up to the region's side how you wish to do this. Perhaps you wish to have speakers from each region during a segment contrasting their different approaches to certain aspects of participation as a thought. Perhaps each RALO would like a section of the entire session to do a RALO-only segment, and you would have then five segments and then a wrap-up. It's really up to all of you from each region to decide how you wish to structure the available 90 minutes.
Okay, but is there a single point of contact that this is all congregating around? I mean, one thing that scares me is when you say 10 people are in charge, then nobody takes charge and it doesn't happen.
I guess in an ideal world, one of you would choose to be first among equals in the organizing effort. You know, it occurs to me perhaps the best thing to do might be to have a conference call between the regional secretariats simply to organize this session. Because I suspect in a half an hour, knowing the group of you and how quickly you all go through things, that would be quickly done.
That sounds like an excellent way forward. Would you be happy for that?
You're asking me?
Yes, because you raised the who's doing it.
Well, okay. I mean, Wolf, what's your thought? I mean, frankly, there's a part of me thinks this could be done by email as well. I just want to make sure that we have something done so that there's something a little bit more set in before we actually show up there. The particular method or who stands at the front is less relevant to me than the fact that we have something ready.
Yeah, that's fine.
Evan, was it a question to me?
Well,
yes.
Simply because you're involved in the same meeting that I am, and so we're both involved and both, from the sounds of it, a little unsure of what's supposed to happen.
Sorry, and as is.
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we're all here.
Okay.
Carlton Samuels.
Left.
I think Carlton dropped off. Hopefully he'll dial back in. Please remember, AP RALO has put in a very specific session model as well. So I can't speak for Kia Tarana, because I'm not being briefed for it.
May I, Cheryl?
Please.
The question Evan raised. I just would like to remember, we started this discussion in Delhi, we continued it in Paris, and the last time we had a two-hour session in Cairo. And to me, this is an ongoing discussion process, and there are different regional or cultural perspectives to one and the same question or thresholds. And to me, as I did my description, it was a pure and a mere European perspective, and I'm quite aware that there are many other perceptions and perspectives to this question, and any preparation can done in a bilateral or multilateral way by online communication.
Thank you. Darlene, go ahead. Darlene, go ahead. Darlene? You must be muted.
Probably. Cheryl, how long we will continue tonight?
I would like to think that we'll be able to decide, are we running 7 sessions and when, very, very quickly. Darlene,
okay.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I'm having telephone difficulties as well as email difficulties. Evan, your point is about the secretariat session, correct?
It's about the outreach session, yes.
Oh, then it's not the secretariat session. Okay, because what Wolf is talking about is totally different. I mean, as he says, from Delhi on, we've been having meetings of the secretariats, secretariats and chairs discussing communications issues that are regional. And we have a whole spreadsheet that we've been working on and that we've been bringing forward, and it's perfect. I mean, we can continue on with that, and so I'm just not sure what the problem is.
No, what I was referring to is the thematic session on outreach that is meant to have specific contributions from each RALA. It's the participation in outreach, a regional perspective thematic session, which is not.
Got it. Okay, about that.
That's not the standard secretariat's meetings that we've been having at every ICANN meeting.
Yeah. Okay, now I got it now. Sorry. I got that confused then. Okay, continue on. I'm done now. Sorry.
It's important to have that clarified. Okay, so will we then leave it to the RALO secretariats to either online or in some way, shape or form work out what's happening with their session? But I don't think it's a question of whether the session will run. I think it's a matter now of deciding. We have 7 current thematic sessions listed. Are we running 7 current thematic sessions? Yes or no?
Can we get the latest version of this thematic session? I didn't see it, and I am still trying to see where it could be. But
can we copy the topics only of the 7 thematic sessions into the chat as well, and I can read them into the record? Or someone could read them in. Nick, if you've got them in front of you, perhaps you could read them.
Yeah. I can read it out to you. We have number 1, IDNs, IDN Fast Track, and End Users. Number 2, Registries, Registrars, and the Abuse of Domains. Number 3, Participation and Outreach, a Regional Perspective. Number 4, Future Direction for ALAC, a Discussion. Number 5, Power Issues in UGTLDs. Gender, Development, and the Big Business. Number 6, how are Internet rights and principles related to the work of ICANN? Why are they needed to protect the user interest in the ICANN context?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one again, please?
How are Internet rights and principles related to the work of ICANN? And why are they needed to protect the user interest in the ICANN context? And finally, number 7, who is privacy of data versus accuracy of data?
I'm sorry, number 7 again, please?
Who is?
Privacy of data versus accuracy of data.
Who is? We have the 7 listed in general terms. They are IDN.
Wait a minute. Sorry, Cheryl.
Go ahead.
There is the last one missing, which is quite, in my eyes, it's the one of Rudy. Registries, registrars, and abuse. Okay, this is number 2 on the list. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Full 7.
Now it's clear to me. Thanks a lot.
Okay. So we have a current proposal for 7. We have space for 10. Is there any reason why, when it is a matter of the risk of the organizer, and that we will be reminding all organisers that everything needs to be focusing on regional, cultural and gender diversity and showcasing at large presenters wherever possible, and that it is at their risk as to who does or does not turn up to their sessions that we will not be running all seven. Does anybody wish to now speak to that?
Yeah, I'd like to speak because I don't quite understand what you just said.
We've got seven sessions. Are you running all seven, yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Anyone wish to say no? Fine. When you have 10 slots, 5 on Sunday, 5 on Tuesday, which sessions are you now running on each of those days? With the knowledge that we will be running ALAC meeting on the Tuesday in this time slot.
I make a suggestion to defer that and to see, Nick, can you have a quick look at who's where and just to shuffle things around to make to see what we can do?
To complicate matters, certain sessions need to, the organizers have requested that they be on certain days. For example, the Who Is session, Wendy is unavailable because of a board meeting on Sunday, so needs this to be on Tuesday. The ALAC Review Working Group needs theirs to be on Sunday, not Tuesday. The session proposed by Heike, she has requested that this be on Tuesday, as some of the presenters she has requested are not available on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Would it be possible, Nick, that you make a proposal and then people who disagree,
yeah,
you know, send a mail and then we could find a way to manage this on an individual basis? I think we are not in a position now to distribute the slots.
Yeah, it seems very difficult. We need to know when the requests were for the slots.
Yeah.
Why don't I just try and parcel things out according to the requests made and attempting to ensure to the extent possible that on Tuesday there is, it is most easy for the ALAC members to have their meeting without being in speaking roles in the other rooms.
That, by your listing already, that sounds absolutely impossible.
Yes, I think it is impossible. But yes.
Therefore, you and I will need to have a conversation and look at timing of when we can have our ALAC and our bilateral meetings. And this is a huge impost on the time availability for the ALAC members who are also involved in all of these other sessions. And it was something I was trying to avoid. Okay, is there anything else we can discuss on the thematic sessions now?
Yep, perhaps Rudy here. One item we cannot forget is that there are functions just like liaisons. We have to fit in some meetings with the other organizations. We have to be present, and that we keep an eye on those tracks also.
Nobody
I know it's a difficult item.
All the meetings they want to. It never happens, and it won't happen in Mexico.
Rudy, I certainly understand your problem. However, it's not a practical possibility for us to look at every presenter for every session and every other scheduled event and try to imagine when people can make it. If people have requested a certain date, that, of course, we can take into consideration. I don't know what else we can do, to be honest with you. There is no way to not have conflicts.
And Rudy, if I may, some of our liaisons, such as our board liaison and our GNSO liaison, have almost 100% conflict, whether or not we're running a summit. They have 100% conflict with when the parts of their support organisations or board roles will be running in parallel with the ALAC work regardless. And what they have had to do in the past is we do our best to section off certain parts of our ALAC agenda so that they know when they have to leave their board or their GNSO commitments, or in your case, your CCNSO commitments, to join the ALAC meetings. And the same would go for their roles in the summit. There's no way of avoiding it. It just happens.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. And it's one of the reasons I have been most keen not to commit myself other than for the ALAC review thematic session to be a speaker or a presenter because it will be all nigh impossible for us to be everywhere. Just the way of it, I'm afraid. Okay, as we're going to have a look at the cutting up of the thematic sessions into Tuesday and Sunday, it will leave a serious, serious problem for those people who are ALAC members and for the ALAC bilaterals, but there you go. We will just have to manage that. Anything else now before we move to our almost final part of the agenda? I believe we've covered the poster exhibition in some terms, but Nick, is there anything else that needs to be said on the poster exhibition that hasn't been said so far in this meeting?
I can't think of any.
Thank you very much. I will now call for any other business. Is there any other business?
I have one.
Okay, so is that to the poster session, Sebastian?
Yes, please, ma'am.
Oh, go ahead.
I think we have one difficulty here. I was really thinking this poster exhibition not just for us, but also for the outside world of at large, and in to show things to the other participants to the ICANN meeting, and it's why I was not so much disappointed that we move it to Sunday evening because more people would be there. But if it's just open to the participants of the summit plus the 20 people from the
fellowship
program, it's a lot of investment from the LSEs. And I think it's a pity that it's not more open.
We are working on a resolution to where the poster exhibition will be cited during the rest of the ICANN meeting in order to allow non-at-large and fellowship participants to view it. And we will have an update for you by email, probably later today.
Okay, I have another business, and this is the question of press releases and public relation and communication with the outside world, because I think this is, historically, it's a unique event, that for the first time in the Internet history, you know, representative of users in via their organizations have such a global meeting. And I think somebody either from the ICANN press staff or, you know, from the at-large staff should think about this to make a press release and to contact also, you know, to members of the press agencies, news agencies, or also the local press in Mexico. I think this is a thing we should, you know, really use for outreach far beyond the traditional ICANN community, and we should not let it in the hands of the ICANN press officers only, because I think we should give a special flavor to the press release, you know, from in particular at large perspective.
Okay.
This is my first day in Marina Del Rey, and I will be speaking to the new director of press about that point. Walter.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so we'll leave that on an action item for Nick to get back to us. Thank you very much, and a very, very important point to raise. Thank you, Wolfgang. Any other business?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sebastian again. I see my name somewhere about budget and finding sponsor. I was a little bit surprised, but if my name is there, it's maybe for some bad reason. I wanted to try first to see where is the current budget, because as we are not 150 but just 92, and I guess less because I already heard that three from Europe will not be coming, or two from Europe will not be coming, then it's not, it's 19 now. I would like to be sure that where the budget is really, and how much we need to find from sponsor. The one case, it's with Dotasia, that Cheryl already get in touch with them, but if we want to go to other possible sponsor, we need to have something to show them and to tell them.
I have sent Sebastian a copy again of the budget. It hasn't been revised in some. The only sponsorship opportunity that I'm aware of is the one that Cheryl is pursuing with .Asia, or the opening reception costs of the Sunday night. And what other information I can provide.
I thank you for sending me again the budget. It was not. I didn't find it. It was an update version of what I had, and it was great to receive. I tried to make some real number, because now we have the list of the participants. Even we know now that there are less than this list of participants, and I put those figures, and we are much more under the $500. $1,000 of the budget, and I don't see, as per the budget, any trouble to be on the money we get, but we need to pursue with Dotasia, and I wanted to go to .eu to see if we can get some sponsorship, I wanted to know what can I give them to explain them, but I will try to find. Okay, and the current total I am, it's $420,000, and I know that there will be maybe more constant contingency than it is today, but I think we can say that we are on track for the budget. Thank you.
By the way, if there is some left over from the budget after the meeting, will this go back to the ICANN budget, or will this remain in the ALEC community so that we can probably use this money for some projects as a follow-up of the summit?
Don't dream, there will not be left money.
Okay.
I can't believe we will be coming in significantly under budget. I would be delighted if we come in on budget. Even with the
okay. But, you know, miracles are happening sometimes.
I'm happy to accept all miracles.
More than happy to accept miracles.
Okay.
Any
this is the end now.
On this, any other budget? I don't like the big party option. I thought the summit was our big party, Darlene.
Nick, anything else that you need from our work group?
I don't. Nothing.
May I ask?
I have. Sorry, I. We didn't go through that, but Cheryl, as you participate to all the working group session. Can we say that all the working group are on track, or there are someone who needs some more help than the other?
Yes, I can give you some feedback on the group. I would love to be able to tell you, Sebastian, that all the summit working groups were powering ahead in an equitable and productive manner, but I'm unable to say that. There is great variability in the productivity of each of the working groups. What I can say, however, is that as of today, I believe that some preliminary work will be completed by all of the working groups. I suspect that a number of the working groups, however, will be doing less preparatory work and more work in their face-to-face meetings. I'm happy to answer any specific questions, however.
I know that in the working group we have trouble to find a rapporteur, and it's a little bit difficult. I don't know if the other working group were able to set up the team leaders efficiently or in each one.
No, the variations on the efficiencies and outcomes are quite marked, but that in itself is part of the function of getting the edges to work together so that they experience what it's actually like.
Yeah.
Well, I can assist you that it's really difficult to find volunteers to make the difficult work happen. And we too have some problems with find people for chair or vice chairs, but it doesn't matter. The work has to be done. Work has to be done in before. So don't stop on working on your documents. Do it now.
Hear, hear, Luke. Hear, hear.
darling.
Go ahead, Darlene.
Thanks. Sebastian, I don't have the schedule right in front of me, but is Working Group 1, or the one that you're doing, the need a reporter for, is it the same timing as Working Group 4? I'm just thinking, I mean, if I can possibly cover two slots, like I could do the reporter thing for you, but I'm not sure if that's possible.
Yes, all of Working Groups are working in parallel.
Yes. Thank you for offering, Darlene, but we need to find, and specifically your region is really pushed for that, because we think that we need an English speaker to do that, and there are more in your region than in the others.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, I tried. Sorry, thanks.
Thank you very much, Darlene. Okay.
It is greatly appreciated. It's just another one of those situations of only being able to do what's humanly possible. And we do need...
Now, in the same time, we need to push. Even if it's difficult, we need to push new faces, and that's one of my question today, that we finally get the same among the same people, and that's something we will need to work out during the summit itself to allow new faces to blow up.
Indeed. Okay, is there any final other business other than do we need to have another summit working group call before we meet in Mexico? And if so, when?
Cheryl.
Go ahead, Wolf.
I just posted two more questions on Skype. Concerning, do we have enough facilitators, and what was the response on the staff's request what Nick sent out some time ago?
Nick,
did you get any response?
Yes, we did. I will send you around the list. We had
Well, there's actually more, because I think Darlene also, there's a half dozen people who offered to facilitate various meetings.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And I would have hoped that if we were undermanned, that staff would have raised that with us. But thank you, Wolf, and I'm sorry I didn't note that, Nat, in the chat. I was actually standing away from the desk for a moment. Any other final points before we establish, are we having another meeting? If we're having another meeting, is it possible to do it the same time next week, yes or no? Do you wish to have another meeting?
I will very likely be unable to attend next week's meeting, as I'll be in the air at that time. I mean, I'm actually leaving tomorrow for a meeting in Vancouver and don't get to come home until after Mexico.
Yep.
So,
yep. Basically, darling, if Darlene, I'm sorry, I didn't really talk. Perhaps I am getting more friendly than I realize with you, Darlene. I didn't mean to call you Darlene. Darlene, I would be exactly the same situation. If you are running a meeting next week, then someone will need to chair. Are you running another meeting next week, working group, yes or no? And if so, when?
I do not want to stick on such a meeting. I don't think it's necessary. I don't see any progress in next week meeting. I think we can do it via email. If it's not possible, we can do it via staff. Staff will not be available because they are on the way to the to Mexico, and not next week, it's the week after that now. So I think we do not need another phone call for the summit working group in, at the moment.
Now. And I've asked the question, if we are not going to have a teleconference next week, are we going to convene in Mexico, and if so, when?
Well, how many people are going to be around Friday night?
It probably wouldn't be bad to have one last meeting, even if it's short.
Okay. Can I ask, seeing as we normally do have a an accumulated listing of who's arriving when, that we look at when the last of us arrive on Friday? That's not something I'm privy to. Nick, is that possible for someone from KCA to get back to us on?
I'm sure.
Okay. Well, if we can find the last time that someone is getting in on the Friday, and then propose a short meeting at a suitable time, sometime on the Friday. Way we wish to pursue it. Next steps, yes? Okay, if that's the case, I've heard nothing to counter that point. We will try and have a short meeting. I think it is indeed important that we do convene before the Saturday and Sunday sessions start running, and we will do our very best to have that meeting on Friday once all those members of the summit working group have landed, and some of us will of course have already landed because we're involved in a ISOC chapter meeting funded separately by ISOC on the Friday. So we will be occupied all day through the day Friday, so it will probably be limiting our choices of convening a meeting to sometime in the Friday evening, or at worst very early on the Saturday morning pre-summit. But we certainly need to aim to convene again, and preferentially that should be on the Friday evening. If there's no other final points that wish to be raised by anybody, speak now. French Channel, anyone?
No.
If
If not, then I wish you all very, very safe travels. And I know I'm personally looking forward to a hugely successful summit. And it is only going to be successful because of the amount of work you have all done to date and what I am superbly confident about you will continue to do once we all start landing in Mexico and just encourage the edges to do what we want, which is to convene, to discuss, and to start energising themselves to play the role that we want them to, both with each other and directly into ICANN policy and outcomes. Thank you all very much. Travel safe, travel well, and I look forward to working with you online and, of course, seeing you in Mexico. Bye for now.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Nick, should I just stay on the line?
Evan.
Left.
Do you want to just go back?
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Rudy.
Left.
Cheryl.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
I'm here.
Left. Left.
Would you like me to dial back in again?
We'll just ring you.
Fantastic. Talk to you soon. Cheryl.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left. Left.